ध्यायामोदवलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम् नित्यं निरन्तरानन्दं चिद्घनं ब्रह्मनिर्भयम् श्रुत्या तर्कानुभूतिभ्याम् अहमस्म्यद्वयं सदा। In the previous day, we talked about Maya. We ended up with Maya. So today, for around half an hour, we'll try to just analyze Maya before continuing with the next shloka. So we will just see Maya alone today. So Krishna said in the 14th shloka of the 7th chapter as, दैवी एषा गुणमयी मम माया दुरत्यया मामेव ये प्रपद्यन्ते मायामेतां तरन्ति ते। दिस् माया, मै डिवैन् पवर् आफ् माया इस् वेरि टफ् इन् डीड् टु कान्कर् बट् दोस् हू सीक् मी, दोस् हू हेव् सरेण्डर् टु मी, हू हेव् रियल् डिवोशन् टु मी, दे ओवर्कम् इट् वेरि quickly, very easily. So Maya, so here the concept of Maya, we discussed last day that Maya is Trigunam, Trigunatmika, and Maya is Namarupam. So the word Maya itself is derived as Yama Sa Maya, that which doesn't really exist, that is called Maya. So that's why Mayikam or magicians are called Mayavis in Sanskrit or similar languages. So Maya is that which doesn't really exist but makes thing as if existing. So something doesn't really exist but Maya makes it appear as if that exists. So magician, comparing with a magician's work, so magician's magic, the magic of the magician never really exists. The magician's magic is just not real. There's nothing at all, but still he creates something new. He creates an, that's why it's called an illusion. He makes it appear as if it exists. So Shankara defines Maya as yuktivihina, yuktihina prakashasya sanya maya yuktihinam. It is yuktihinam, it cannot withstand any logic. So taking the normal example of water seen in desert, can we have any logic for water? Okay, how did the water came there? Did the water really come there? How, why? Nothing can really be answered with respect to Maya. Then what can be answered? The only thing that a person can confirm here is that the water doesn't really exist. Water never existed, water never exists, and water will never exist in desert. Similarly, Maya doesn't really exist, it only makes it, or like it creates things as if they are existing. So Shankara beautifully in Maya Panchakam says as agatita gatana patiyasi maya. So Maya makes things which are illogical appear logical. So that which is doesn't exist, Maya makes it exist. That which is illogical, Maya makes it appear as if logical. So we have in the world, if we consider the world, we have logical explanations. There are various explanations, Big Bang theory, expansion theory, this theory, that theory, everything is there. How like creation started, the the 24 tattvas, this, that, everything is there explained. So everything appears as if logical, but it is not logical at all. Narupamasyeha tatopalabhyate nanto nachadir nachasampratishta ashvattamenam suvirudamulam asanga shastrena dridena chitva tatapadam tatparimagitavyam yasmin gatana nivartanti bhuyah tameva chadhyam purusham prapadye yata pravriti prasrita purani. So Krishna in the 15th chapter while speaking about Jagat says narupam asya iha tatopalabhyate. So the nature of the world cannot be known from here. So where it is established, what it is, nothing can be understood. We have to go beyond the world in order to understand. How can we go beyond the world? Asanga shastram. So asanga shastram means vairagyam, viveka vairagyam. By viveka vairagya adi etc. We strengthen or we polish the axe, and with the axe of vairagyam we cut down this tree. Cutting down means knowing that it doesn't really exist. So when a person is seeing water in desert, there can be no answer, no explanation as to why water is there. A person has to go beyond water, then he will realize that there never was water. It was just a mere illusion. And why did the illusion happen? Why should we answer why the illusion happened? If it is an illusion, it doesn't exist. If it doesn't exist, then why bother about it? So Maya makes things appear as if it exists. It confuses a person. So Maya is the cause of this entire world. The world is created by or out of Maya. Bijasyantarivankuru jagadidam prang nirvikalpam punaha maya kalpita desha kala kalana vaichitri chitri kritam maya viva vijrambayati api mahayogi vayasvetchaya tasmai shri guru murtaye namaidam shri dakshina murtaye. Shankara in the second shloka of dakshina murti ashtakam says the same thing. Bijasyandarivanguru jagadidam prang nirvikalpam. So before the world came into existence, it was nirvikalpam, means without any namarupam, it was there. And even as the entire tree is there in the seed, so inside the seed, the tree is in dormant form. Similarly, Maya is in dormant form in Ishvara. And how does it come out? It comes out because it is an illusion. So, punaha, maya kalpita desha kala kalana vaichitri chitri kritam vaichitriyam. Vichitram, it is vichitram, amazing, miraculous. It surprises people, and Maya makes desha kalam, desham kalam and vishayam, and out of those this world gets created, and Mayaviva vijrambayati. So even as a Mayavi creates things, Mahayogi, a yogi creates an entire world. Similarly, Brahman out of itself, Swaichaya, by himself created this entire world, which is like a Mayavi's creation. Oh, you said like it is dormant in Brahman. Is it dormant? Yes, it is dormant from our perspective now. The world does exist now. That means we have to explain as to where it was in Brahman before creation. So it is dormant. But that dormant Maya is also not real. That is also an illusion. When illusions start, it becomes dormant and then manifest, unmanifested and manifested state of the world or Maya world, we can say, which is out of Maya. So it doesn't really exist. So the only way a person can go beyond Maya is by real devotion to Ishvara. What is real devotion to Ishvara? Real devotion to Ishvara is ananya chetaha satatam yomam smarati nityashah tasyaham sulabha partha nitya yuktasya yoginah. In the 9th chapter, Krishna says that a person ananya bhajanam, ananya chetaha, with no other thought, he always contemplates upon me. Such a person easily becomes one with me. And who am I? Avajananti mam mudaha manushim tanam asritam param bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram avyaktam vyaktima apannam manyante mam abuddhayah. So Krishna in many places says that he is not the body, he is not the form, he is beyond all forms. Mama bhuta maheshwaram, he is the controller of everything. He is the Mayika. He is the magician, Mayavi. He is the Mayavi who controls Maya, which is itself is an illusion. So it's like telling when we see magic, we will want to know where did the magic come from? The magic came from the magician. Oh, very good. Does the magic really exist in the magician? No, why? The magic itself is an illusion. Magic itself is an illusion. From that illusion magic, the magician's creation comes. Similarly, this world is the magician's creation. It is out of the illusory magician's magical power, which is Maya in this case. This much if a person understands, then there will be no more questions about Jagat. There will be no more questions about what I should do, how I should do. Because the entire creation, the entire world is Maya, which is an illusion. So the only thing a person can do with an illusion is go beyond it. Realize that it doesn't exist. So it's like our trying to... So whenever we go to a Mahatma like Amma, or we ask Ishwara that, oh Ishwara, let me earn more money so that I can send it to my parents. Let me get more pleasure. Let me indulge more in bhajans. All those, we are in fact in Maya. What are we trying to do? We are trying to drink water. We are like, we are walking in the desert, we look and we find a pond, beautiful pond, and then we say, oh, let me drink some water. Oh, wait, let me not just drink water, like my parents are also thirsty, so I'll take some water and give it to them. So it is that is what we are trying to do. And we can go even further. Oh, let me try to build a turbine, not turbine, or create energy out of this water. Let me try to put it into a reservoir. Let me try to use it for the entire world's benefit. What is world's benefit? The world itself doesn't exist. What benefit? There is no benefit at all. So that is how it will be. Like if we try to analyze more about the world, as Krishna himself has explained, matta parataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. O dhananjaya, there is nothing different from me here. Even as the magician's creation is nothing but the magician, because it doesn't exist at all. So at the time when the magic is seen, the entire magical creation is the magician alone. Even as in dream, when a person, we daily go to sleep and dream. So when we are dreaming, we see an entire world. The entire world doesn't exist. The entire world is not different from us, the dreamer. The dreamer himself becomes the entire world. Similarly, everything, the duality that we see is Ishvara alone, is Brahman alone. That's what we have to remember. So when a person remembers that everything is Ishvara, he goes beyond Namarupam, he goes beyond all Bhedam, then he is beyond Maya. That is being beyond Maya. Oh, Krishna says prapatti, surrender. This is not surrender. Surrender or bhajanam, what is bhakti? Mayaveshya mano ema nipti yukta upasate shraddhaya pareyopetaha teme yukta tamamataha. Bhajanam is mayaveshya mano ema, one whose mind is fixed onto me. Nitya yukta upasate, ever steadfast in me. That means, oh, wait a minute, Ishwara, like I've got a call from my father, let me attend it. That is, there is no nitya yukta bhajanam there. So a person is not steadfast. If somebody comes in the way, then a nitya yukta devotee, a real devotee will say, Oh, can you please wait? Like I'm in the middle of conversing with Ishwara. Let me finish that and then I'll deal with you. That would be the approach of a real devotee. So Nitya Yukta Upasate, and is that enough? No. Shraddhaya Pareyopeta, knowing me as the ultimate goal of life. Knowing me means me as all-pervasive Ishvara. As the goal of life, that is the goal of life. So goal of life means that will be the highest priority, not just trying to get job, not trying to get please people around us, please one's guru, please one's parents, please one's friends. We cannot please anybody here because this itself is an illusion. So it's like telling, oh, I see like Shankara and Madhva in front of them. I have to please them now. Can I ever please them? I cannot because they don't even exist now. I don't see them in front. It's only an illusion that it is an illusion that they exist, they are existing or standing in front of me. If I try to please them, pleasing is impossible. So the ultimate or the highest priority of our life or the ultimate goal should be Ishvara, or realizing that, or ever abiding in the thought that everything is Ishvara. And that is the same thing that Krishna says as Mayi eva mana adatsva, Mayi buddhim niveshaya, nivasishyasi Mayi eva, ata urdhvam na samshayah. Like fixing the mind onto me, always having the thought of Ishvara. Mayi buddhim niveshaya, fixing the intellect, having the knowledge that everything is Ishvara. Such a person will ever abide in me, and that is moksha, that is going beyond Maya. And this, there is no other way. Okay, can we do it by bhajanam? If we may do bhajans, we may do akhanda bhajanam, we may do all those, and we may even cry when beautiful Krishna bhajans or Rama bhajans come. That is not moksha, that will not give us moksha. Oh, we may be listening to Amrita Swarupananda or Paramartha, and like tears will come. Oh, he's explaining so beautifully. No moksha. We may be going to Amma and pleading with Amma, running behind Amma. Will we get moksha? No. There is no other way than this to get moksha. There is no separate way, and Krishna is very clear about it. Because at the end he says, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. Renounce all dharma, that means renounce everything. Mam ekam, seek me alone, that is his instruction. So seeking a Mahatma like Amma, trying to please others, that will not give us moksha. Moksha is going beyond Maya, which means always remembering that this duality is just an illusion, it doesn't really exist, and I'll not get affected by this duality. So just because, I argue with my parents, I argue with my friends. Just because we argue with our friends doesn't mean we have gone beyond duality. So going beyond duality has nothing to do with our external actions. It's something that is in the mind. If a person is unaffected, unattached to things happening, that is when a person is always remembering that this duality doesn't exist. Person may talk to his parents, a person may be like have social relationships. Or he may not, it doesn't matter at all. So we shouldn't think that, oh, just because we are doing spiritual sadhana means that we are realized or we are in the right direction. No, that is not the case. Just because we don't talk to somebody doesn't mean that we don't like them. It also doesn't mean that we are beyond them. Maybe just that we don't remember them, or it may be just that like the person is not with us, that's it. The moment the person comes in front of us, we'll get attached. Because we are, the attachment is there, the liking is there, but the person doesn't come to our mind. Unless he is in our presence, we don't remember him, that's it. So that's how it would be. Like, so just because a person is arguing with people, just because a person is not dealing with people, or a person is dealing with spiritual people, doesn't mean that he is in the right direction. Of course, satsanga will help us. We should also remember as to what satsanga is. Satsanga is sangam with sat. Sat means Ishvara. So any person, like association with any person, even if it is me or Paramartha, it doesn't matter. Association with any person who doesn't mention this ultimate truth that everything is Ishvara is not satsanga. So we can identify, like we can go back and try to find out in our own lives when we have tried to help out people and people have tried to help out us, even in the spiritual path, and that's not real spirituality. So real spirituality, or a person will get moksha only when he has the real satsanga, which means remembrance that everything is Ishvara. We may go to a discourse, we may go to a Bhagavata Saptaham, we may finish by hearting the entire 20,000 shlokas of, or 12,000 or 20,000 shlokas of Bhagavatam, or the lakh shlokas of, lakh of 32,000 or 64,000 shlokas of Yoga Vasishta. It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do directly with a person being or in the right direction towards moksha. What really matters is remembrance of this truth. And often people are deluded by Maya. Deluded by Maya means they may think that they are following spirituality, but often, or almost, or most of the time, they are still concentrating on Namarupam. So any minute a person differentiates between two things, any moment a person forgets non-duality being real, that very moment he is away from the spiritual path. So that is also the reason why we have to always remember that everything is Ishvara. And so what would happen is, we'll be following spirituality, we'll be in the spiritual path, we'll be doing spiritual activities, and then when things don't go good for us, then we will start questioning everybody, and finally we will go against even spirituality itself. Say that, oh, such a truth doesn't really exist, I have been trying to follow it. So Shankara says, Shruti Shad Nigamant Shodakanapiha Haha Dhanadi Nidarshanena Sadhyaha Kalushayati Chatushpadadhyabhinnan Tuagadita Gatanapadiyasi Maya. Person might have like known hundreds of scriptures, learned hundreds of scriptures, understood, analyzed hundreds of scriptures, and given discourses for them, but still, very soon such a person is deluded into dhanam, bharya, aham and mama, is very soon deluded, and he becomes one with four-legged creatures. So that is Maya. That is Maya's power. So Maya doesn't exist just because Maya, oh, Maya does, is not real, therefore it cannot harm me. If we think already, its harm has started. It has started harming us. So we have to constantly remember that everything is Ishvara. Sarvam Ishwaramayam, Sarvam Brahmamayam, that has to be always there in our mind. If it is not there in our mind, then chances of us getting deluded is more. So what really, or ultimately what matters, is whether we are remembering this. So any spiritual sadhana, any worldly activity, irrespective of worldly or spiritual, whether it is external, kayikam, vachikam, or manasikam, kayavang, mana, either of those activities, it doesn't matter. Whatever activity it is, that has to help us in strengthening this thought that everything is Ishvara. It has to help us remember that everything is Ishvara. If it doesn't do that, then we are already into Maya. And if we are into Maya, immediately it will delude. The delusion or delusive power of Maya is very strong. Even as the magician's magic is very strong, very powerful, the magician will show something and immediately we will see a line in front of us. We know that it is he is a magician, but the power is so strong that like we see a tiger or lion in front of us and we will start running. So when Narada once goes and asks Ishvara, Vishnu, as tell me as to what is Maya, I want to know what is Maya. So Vishnu says, come, let's go for a trip, let's go for a ride. So Vishnu takes him to a hilly area. So they are sitting amidst rocks, and then Vishnu says, oh, you wanted to know about Maya, right? Yeah, yes, Narada replied, yes. And Vishnu said, okay, then like go and I am thirsty now, like go and get some water for me. After that, I'll explain to you what Maya is. So Narada said, okay. Like, so Narada went to the nearby river to get water. On the way, he saw a girl. So it was a very beautiful girl or woman. A very beautiful woman. He got attracted to her. He proposed to her. He married. They had some children, five, six children. He started living in the nearby village by the side of the mountain. And then they were living happily. All of a sudden, there was flood, and the flood washed away his family. The entire village, he somehow managed to escape, and he was sitting on one of the big rock in the mountain, crying, sad and crying. Immediately he saw, like he looked up, somebody was walking towards him. He looked up, it was Vishnu. So Vishnu asked, oh Narada, where is my water? So Narada said, oh, I totally forgot. And Vishnu said, this is Maya. So one moment of attachment is enough to or enough to take us away from spirituality. So for in order to make an entire liter of water or milk poisonous, we don't need an entire liter of poison. Just one drop of poison is enough. That one drop of poison will spoil the entire 1 liter milk. Similarly, 1 minute or one moment of focusing on Namarupam, on Dvaitam, on Bedam, Dvaitam or Bedam, will take us away from Advaitam, will take us away from Abhedam, and will lead us into Dukkham. And that is the it is like a whirlpool, or like we can consider it like a tornado. One moment we are into it, oh, just 1 minute, that's it. That 1 minute is enough to take us, or like make us take many more births, take us away. We will even forget about what is spirituality, and then it will take us many more births to get back into spirituality. So we have to always remember that Maya is very powerful. So let me try out Maya. Oh, let me help my parents now, and then I will join Vedanta. Such people will never join Vedanta. So 1 minute or one moment of such attachment is enough to spoil our entire life, our entire spiritual path. Will be led in the total opposite direction. So Maya is very tough to conquer, but if we remembering that everything is Ishvara is very easy. So a spiritual seeker will not stop helping his parents. At the same time, he will not renounce spirituality as well. What we do generally, or most of the people do, is they'll renounce spirituality and then help their parents. Rather than that, person can help out their parents at the same time, not renounce this thought. I'll remember that everything is Ishvara. And if Ishvara, my parents come in between me and Ishvara, then I will decide to go with Ishvara. So until that time, I can support both. But the moment both collide, then a person, a spiritual seeker, will boldly decide that I will go with Ishvara because this is only an illusion. Why should I really bother about it? Moreover, this illusion will spoil me. It will not give me Anandam. So Maya is very dangerous. It is very tough to conquer. Duratyaya. It is very tough indeed to conquer. So a seeker should always be aware, and Amma says seeker should be aware, always should always be on the alert. Awareness should always be there, so that he is always remembering that everything is Ishvara. Whatever happens, he is remembering that everything is Ishvara. And if something comes up which makes him forget that everything is Ishvara, he will renounce it immediately. Oh, let me, for 1 month, let me try out. I'll try out if I can still remember Ishvara while doing that. Such a thing will not help. Therefore, a spiritual seeker will say, okay, I'm going to renounce this because this is not helping me. This is making me forget that everything is Ishvara. Therefore, I will renounce it. And that is prapatti, that is surrender to Ishvara. When a person always remembers Ishvara and he doesn't renounce the thought of Ishvara, but renounces everything else that comes in the way of remembrance of Ishvara. So we'll continue with the next shloka and the next day, I'm sure.